We'd like to call to order the meeting of the Moapa Town Advisory Board, Moapa Valley, September 9th, 7 p.m. at the Marley Robinson Justice Court.
Excuse me, we're Moapa Town, not Moapa Valley.
Obviously. I've been corrected, we're Moapa Town, not Moapa Valley. Thank you for the record.
You're welcome.
We've said the invocation and pledge, so we'll go on to item two, public comment. Okay, if there's no public comment at this time, we'll go on. And I'm going over here. Item three, approval of minutes of August 26, 2025. Do I hear a motion for approval?
I make motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, item four, approval of the agenda for September 9th, 2025. Meeting and hold, combine or delete any items for possible action. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
It's been moved and
Second.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, informational items. We're going to receive a report from Andrew Bennett, Clark County Director of Traffic Safety regarding the development of Safe Streets for All Southern Nevada Action Plan. This is for discussion only. Mr. Bennett?
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. As you said, my name is Andrew Bennett. I have the privilege of serving as your director of the Clark County Office of Traffic Safety. I've been at the county for the last 3.5 years. Previous to that, I was at the state police within their Office of Traffic Safety working on the Zero Fatalities Traffic Safety Program. The reason that we're out here tonight specifically is to talk about a plan that the RTC is putting together, and that's why we have my colleague Danny Fizikas from the RTC. We refuse just to do a study for the purpose of doing a study, especially when it comes to traffic safety. And most importantly, I thought it was important to get to the rules because everybody has a different opinion about when it comes to traffic infrastructure. You know, whether that looks like actually having sidewalks or not, or having streetlights or not. And so the reason that we're out here is to talk about a survey that we're collecting input on and then to answer any questions about traffic safety. I know we have a very small screen with us today, so we're happy to paint our you know, the pictures with words the best we can. But I'll pass it over to my colleague, Danny Fizikas, to kick us off, and then I'll follow up and answer any questions at the end, okay?
Thank you, Andrew. Good evening, everybody. Daniel Fizikas again with the RTC SR Nevada. And what Andrew mentioned is really what we're out here for, because as RTC, we mainly, obviously, you think of us as the bus, are working in the city, but one of the cool things about RTC is we work for the entire Clark County. And one of the grants that we received a couple years ago that was mandated that we talk to everybody in Clark County, rural and urban. And Andrew has been really instrumental making sure that we're going to each town board, making sure we're talking to the community throughout all of Clark County. The plan is called the Safe Streets for All Southern Nevada Action Plan. We've branded it Let's Go Safely. This slide here, if you can't see, is representative of all the different organizations, all the jurisdictions, police, fire, who have partnered with us. We publicly kicked off this project early this summer, and now we're out to the community asking for your feedback. Little background on this project. So again, we received $1.7 million through the federal government a couple years ago to look at through, it's called the Safe Streets for All Southern Nevada, Safe Streets for All program. That program provides jurisdictions throughout the country to plan for and build safer infrastructure, or plan for safer infrastructure to drive, walk, ride your bike throughout your community. Again, the study area is just not Las Vegas metro area. It's the entire Clark County. And it's a real critical component here. That's why we're here, to make sure that we're hearing from your friends and family, how to get around your neighborhood, get around to your work, to recreation. Do you feel safe when you walk, drive, or ride your bike? We want to hear from you.
And so just to kind of level set where we're at with fatalities, unfortunately, We've been heading in the wrong direction for the last several years. I went to a fatality today. I go to all the fatalities that happen in Clark County. We had one in Rancho in Las Vegas. We're about at 140 fatalities so far this year. We're up since about 2019 from 186 to we're just under about 300 a year. And one of the other things that's of note is for the first time, the majority of fatalities are occurring outside of vehicles. So pedestrians, motorcyclists, cyclists are the majority of the people that are killed in car crashes, which is the first time that we've experienced that on Clark County roads. And so just to kind of talk about the project overview real quickly, there's an approach, you might have heard education, enforcement, and engineering before. That's how we traditionally have approached traffic safety. But there's a concept called safe systems that we're approaching. And one of the things that we want to do is to make sure our system is redundant as possible. What does that mean? Anytime that we can avoid the conflict, that's the conflict that we want to avoid. I was down in Laughlin for several months. We had a bus stop right outside the VFW, and we had two fatalities over the last 5 years. And the only thing on that side of the road is the bus stop. And I'm like, well, why is the bus stop over there? Can't we just move it across the street? You eliminate that potential of that conflict from happening. So that's an example of building in redundancy into the system. And so kind of some other stats for you of we built a map that we're not showing because it doesn't have Moapa on it. And the reason that we're not, we bring that up because it's a good thing. When we looked at all of our roads, we wanted to look at the priority of stretches of our roads. And so the screening that we did through the RTC didn't include, there was a very little stretch of road in Laughlin, a very little stretch of road in Boulder City, and a very little stretch in Mesquite. But the importance of the program is to hear from every corner possible. And so this is a program that goes through May of 2026. We're currently in phase one with a regional survey. You can find the survey at letsgosafely.com. And it's hard to see, but one of the last question on the survey, you're able to go into the map and select a spot that you think is important that is included in the regional survey. This isn't a replacement for Click It, Fix It, or Fix It Clark County. We still want you to use that. But if you think there's something more long-term that it should be noted, because we are using this plan to go forward with funding and to make sure that we understand at the end of the day what the communities want. Danny brought up a few things like sidewalks and streetlights and such. We know that that's not the universal feeling everywhere of every corner of the county. And so it's important for us to understand that. And it's important to the commissioner as well. I hear it from her all the time, too. And so we, at the end of the day, our ask is to do the survey. That survey is going to set us up in the future for how we approach traffic safety moving forward. Again, you can find that at letsgosafely.com or scan that QR code. That'll take you right to the survey. So that's a very brief overview. That's not all that we're doing for traffic safety, but specifically, that's the program that we're working on right now. But happy to answer any questions about the project or traffic safety.
I just took the survey from Facebook for the RTC. Is this what you're talking about?
Most likely, if it was for Moapa.
Well, it's for the county. But like the last question with the map, it doesn't say where do you think it needs improvement. It's where do you go? Where do you use?
So
if you're looking for, where we think need improvement, your question's wrong.
I'll have to double check the, so.
There are multiple surveys out, so
okay.
You want
to. Yeah. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
If this is the one I took.
So the RTC currently has three surveys out.
Okay.
The mapping tool, I think the intent of that question is, so I believe our survey, the last question is, where do you think
where do you want to see improvement?
Okay.
It might have been a different survey.
Okay. I just wanted to know that because if it wasn't, it was very confusing.
No, I appreciate that feedback.
Can I ask, is this presentation the same one that you gave to the commission staff meeting last month?
Yes, it is.
So in my packet, I wasn't at that meeting, but in my packet I have that presentation.
Yes.
Would I be able to share Absolutely. With people if they would like to
yep.
see it?
Of course.
Okay. So anybody can reach out to me and I can send you the presentation that will have that information on it.
Any other questions? Very good. Appreciate the time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sorry, I have to write this note to myself. Okay. Okay, general business. Discussion of Moapatab budget request for 2025. I attached your 2024 request.
Before we start that discussion, I would like to formally request a complete accounting of how much has been taken in, how much has been sent,
okay.
and where it's been spent since it started in 1989. Because I never see that we're getting much at our park.
Well, we did get that last year. You guys requested it and I brought it.
Kind of a basic.
Okay.
You know, but I would like from inception.
So you want an accounting of the park and rec fees.
Yeah.
Collected and you and how they were
itemized
used.
Itemized expenses. Yeah, because
we just get a total.
I thought we had a short one last.
What?
The park and rec tax.
Okay. You may be not familiar. Maybe there's other people out there not familiar. But in 1988, there was a special election, for lack of a better term, with one question for Moapa only. Shall the Board of County Commissioners, in accordance with NRS 354.5982, subsection 1, be authorized to establish a rate ad valerium for the unincorporated town of Moapa commencing July 1st, 1989, which will generate additional property tax revenue of $80,000 in 1989/90, and which will increase by a maximum of 4% annually, not to exceed a period of 40 years for the purpose of improving park and recreation services in Moapa. Now, our 40 years is coming up in 2030, and as of 2023, there was like 154,000, something like that, dollars in there. If you're aware, you pay over and above what any other unincorporated town in Clark County pays. Moapa pays a 0.0894% additional monies on your property tax. We would like it spent on a park. We always have a list of parks, you know, like in your little agenda here. I mean, I'm not attacking you.
Oh, I don't. I learned a long time ago.
But like exercise stations and benches along the existing walkway and paths, that's not over $154,000, and I don't know how much it is now. When I look at what the county sends to the state Department of Taxation, it is really hard to figure out what the dollar amount is. I mean, we did get last year, it was $159,000, I'm sorry, on August of 2023. We did get a list of where all of our money that's spent in Moapa comes from. Property taxes, which is everybody in Clark County, but every unincorporated pays, which is 2 cents per $100. This pays for the county services, public works, business license, courts, etc. And then there's our 8.94 cents per $100 assessed valuation. And it says the override was enacted in 1990. It really wasn't. The vote was in 1988 and it took effect in 1989. It currently is apparently generating $36,000 a year approximately. Business licenses for Moapa generated $59,000 in fiscal year 21. Gaming license, $4,000 in fiscal year 21. Court generated revenues of $39,000 in 2021. The motor vehicle fuel tax, which is when you go to the gas pumps in Moapa, whether you're living in Moapa or we're traveling along I-15 and you're from Denmark, you're still paying the fuel tax, which goes to Moapa's County Public Works for use of funding based on their maintenance plan. And then park fees, which is park use, again, not the special tax we get to pay, was $109,000 collected in fiscal year 21 for all of North County, for Moapa, Bunkerville, Moapa Valley, and Overton. So the cash balance of the park override sits at $129,000 on 1/25/2022. So,
I don't see a, is there no amount for the fuel tax?
No, they didn't give us amount for that. I did ask what were the business license, gaming license, and court fees used for, and I was told general county operations, public works, police department, courts, commissioner's office staff. So, that, I just wanted to go over that before we started the budget process, because I really would like an accounting for that special tax that we pay that nobody else does.
That the quarter percent that you pay?
No, it's 8.94.
Okay, I've got it here.
Yeah.
Is it possible for, it's going to help me to clarify when I talk to them,
uh-huh.
If I can get copies of what you're reading off of.
Sure, this was just an email. Came from Will.
Oh, good.
And we asked in 2023 about park usage, and this summer schedule was, they had 25 kids in the summer rec program, 6 to 8 kids that came and played volleyball and basketball on Monday and Wednesdays. The adult volleyball has been slow, but the basketball, they get 10 to 12 teens or adults that play on Wednesdays. They say the open gym has not been done with. They're narrowing the focus. So.
Do we know if they're doing that right now?
I don't know. That was 2023.
Yeah, can we, before we send this in, because I know we have till October, can we have somebody from Parks and Rec come also?
Sure.
So we can kind of get an idea of how it's being utilized right now, so we know what to ask for.
Okay, as you know, this is the first time it's being heard. So the first time you guys, you can go through it or not go through it. And I will arrange for either the next meeting or the meeting after that. If there's one that has planning and zoning, I'll try and have them on the same one so we're not running for one thing. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so
I will get
now some. I did my spiel about formally requesting.
Okay.
I think we can go forward. But
does anybody have anything that you noticed that is needed? Somebody brought up to me in the community, maybe because we had talked about exercise stations and benches along the existing walkway, maybe a library walk, which where they take like a kid's book and they pair with the library. And they take one page and they do like little stations around the walk, and they have it laminated, I guess they change it out, and they'll have like one page from that children's book, and then a little bit further on they have another page, and so when moms are walking with their kids, it gives the mom something to like push the kids to get to the next spot for, like, oh, let's see what's going to happen in the book, and it's something exciting. Apparently, there's a couple parks. I think they said that there was like a park in Cedar that does that. I can't remember where it was at, but I thought that would be a lot of fun because I know a lot of moms do that with the younger aged children walking the area. And it would also help bring more interest with the library. 2-for-1 there.
Would you like to add that to your item one, the exercise stations and benches along existing walk paths?
Yeah, I would like to.
Sure.
Right now, I'm just going to put library walk.
We'll
get into it more when we.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Okay. The second thing on the Parks and Rec was a sand volleyball or horseshoe, sand volleyball/horseshoe, over behind or the side of the park. and try to get like maybe a local business to donate, like the sand or something. A shade similar to the existing one in the small children's playground area and splash pad, but I don't.
It was supposed to be for over the splash pad, not and splash pad.
Over, okay.
Playground shade. Area over splash pad?
Okay, yeah, because yeah. Over by the splash pad, there's no shade. And so when you're out there sitting in the sun on those benches all day.
And then there was an outdoor half-court basketball court. There was add onto gym or portable classrooms, and I don't remember why the heck we wanted that.
That was an ask.
That was one that they wanted.
Kennedy's wanted, okay. So I think we can remove that.
That was the one that Elmer wanted because with yeah. the gym, they can't break out into separate classrooms.
Yeah.
They can't roll the partitions
yeah.
across.
Yeah,
but
so
is it
they,
used that way?
Is it used? And I think that we might have to wait until see how they're utilizing it right now.
Okay, so do you want that crossed off then or left alone?
I would like to ask, explanation on the county. Like,
maybe
what's
we talk
the usage?
To Elmer again.
Yeah. Well, not Elmer now. Yeah,
spot.
John, we can talk to John about it. How's that?
And who's over this building now?
Unfortunately, I can't remember his name, but they have hired a new person because Elmer transferred into Vegas where he could be a supervisor.
Oh.
And he is missed, but I haven't met the new gentleman yet, so he may be wonderful. I don't know. But he is, I don't think he's maybe a month, 6 weeks into the job.
From out here? Yeah.
He is not from out here.
All right, and then number six is the infamous indoor swimming pool.
Don't say infamous, Yvette wants it.
Infamous.
No.
It's been on there for like 10 years.
I know, it's from the one. It was from the WAPA survey 25 years ago.
Okay, see,
it was
infamous,
the number one
like,
thing. It is.
25
it's
years
on there
is infamous.
For, Burdette Clark, WAPA, for the record. I want to say I love all those ideas, but I think it's most important that this is our money and it gets spent on WAPA instead of sitting in an account somewhere. Because if we're getting $25,000 a year and there's $150,000, that's 6 years, if I did my math right, of accumulation. And I know you need to accumulate some so you can get something decent. We don't want to spend, our 69 cents at the dollar store.
Yeah.
But at some point, let's buy something.
It's supposed to come up and say, but that's okay. So what the Parks and Rec has always said is we have an additional part-time person up here that nobody else has. I don't know if that's true or not, because Parks and Rec isn't here to ask. And what they do or anything like that. I don't know that.
And this is the time where if there's something that you want to buy or you've been thinking about that would help our parks, let's hear it. Because we can add, subtract, we can play around with this. This doesn't go to vote till October. So.
Well, I agree with Lola on taking off the classroom. I just don't see that it's ever been utilized that way. That's something, but I love the idea of exercise station. I don't use the walking path, but I know people who do, and I think that's a great thing. I don't have any other idea. But let's don't say we're going to get it.
No, we're not going to in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
To get a lot of big tax for property tax.
Yeah.
What do you call it? If certain properties get changed, so they're a higher property tax.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that I've dominated that part of the conversation, you might be happy to see it, but I'm good. You? Okay. The other thing we have is the public works. And it's repave and re-engineer Sim. Now, this has been on the street for approximately ever also, and part of the problem is the way Sim exists right now, there's utilities on both sides, and I would like the county to just ask Southern Nevada Water Authority to put on their property along with the big flood channel. But that's always been our number one.
I thought something came out of that one.
Well, last year they said they were working on it, and they did have little survey people, right, Bill? Didn't they have surveyors out there?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and that's the last thing. Have you heard anything else?
Southern Nevada Water Authority wanted anywhere from $270,000 just to let them take a strip of land to go. And then they wanted to put a line right through my front yard, and it said they have to knock down two trees. So I don't know where. I told them, please don't repave this road if we don't get something where this water is going to go instead of funneling right through my property like happened again.
Right.
I will ask. Our next meeting's not until September 30th. I'll ask for an update on if any progress. We know that people have been out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were moving forward with that.
Well, they were last year, and the survey is as far as it got. Because the road is not straight. You've driven down it to Dan's house.
Yeah, I thought it was.
But, and the power lines are on both sides. The water company always has leaks on the one side. I mean, it's it's not an easy fix at all.
Was that part of that when BLM came and they were going to put the...
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was down further.
All right.
Then number two is extend barrier rail to the Warm Springs Loop. Warm Springs Loop is not a county road. Therefore, it's never going to happen because, I mean, we, like, where Donde, where the swimming hole is.
Palm Creek,
thank you. They... Metro can't enforce people on the roadway there because it's private. Warm Springs Loop is private except for the little bit between Sim Street and 168 and a little bit at the end, at the other end where, you know, like Bobby Lewis's place was and stuff, but like just a mile in that area. The rest of it's all private, privately owned.
So we can nix that.
So I can't see them ever doing anything. We can't get Metro to... say, hey, people, please don't park in the middle of the road so we can drive on it.
Mike, that means your road goes up to 2.
But Dude Road is not a county road either.
Well, it is, but they want us to give up the easement for the improvements on it, right?
They have to have a right-of-way before they can...
Yeah, if it's not a right-of-way, it's not really a county road.
Hmm.
So that one can get mixed.
If you wanted to get with your neighbors and see about doing that is an option.
We left it on because... there's a possibility if everybody wanted to, they could do that.
And I don't know if who's, you know, I guess somebody would spearhead that up and get all of that taken care of.
Yeah, I mean.
Submit it to them.
Well, I think it would be every property has to submit an easement to the county. And then once that's stated, then they can start on it. But you'd have to get everybody.
Yeah, that might be tough.
All right, so next.
The additional lights at Rocks and Fire Station for turning into facilities, extension of Rocks for turn lane for emergency personnel. And then we had need additional parking from Fire Station to Rocks, the current dirt lot. And I would like to change that to have that paved.
Yes.
I mean, I really thought they were going to pave it when they paved the rest of it, but they didn't.
They were going to improve it all the way to the highway like everybody else has to.
Yeah.
You know, they just leave that and coming into the fire station is not.
So how can we, is there a way we can reword that so they can understand it?
Pave parking from fire station to Rocks, the currently a dirt lot.
And what about this corner here?
Where we all park?
Yeah.
And between Port and House, Port Room.
Courthouse,
to State Route 168.
Yeah.
And the other was maintain Barlow from Lawson to Rocks. And is that the one they did?
The one
they did that one.
That's what I thought.
One thing's done then?
That was the easiest one.
Yeah. Well, except we've had people complain about flooding.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
So we do need to look at flooding on that road.
But anyway,
I feel like we have a list of those.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of places. Mm-hmm. Someday flood control would be nice if they'd come out. But anyway, so that's what we have on our lists.
I would like. Do you want me to come out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the official.
Okay. Burdette, Clark, and WEPA, I would like to add, not take anything off of here, but add repaving Ranch Road from Tom Street to Henry Road. Not Ranch Road in Warm Springs, Ranch Road over here. Where it comes off Henry up to Tom, where I used to live.
From Henry to Tom? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and Tom is T-H-O-M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure I get this right. We're gonna repay Branch Road from Henry to Tom.
Yeah. Matt put some
Mill chips
on it, so it's good now, but that's gonna.
That's not gonna hold up.
It's not gonna hold up for years and years and years, and we're looking at years and years and years for these things to get done. So if it could be on there working its way towards the top, that would be nice.
Anybody else? Go for it.
Yeah, you gotta come on. Gotta
come up and say your name. And
Leslie B. Moapa. There's also Larry Street off of Isola.
Oh.
Larry.
So it's down their road.
Like, I know, I'm trying to figure out.
Isola. Then
Isola
East. Oh, okay. I keep thinking Isola the other way.
Did you say Larry Road?
Yeah. Off of Isola.
Off Isola. And what was your name again?
Leslie B.
And you want repave? Like, what do you want?
It'd be initial paving with it.
It's still dirt, right? Yeah.
Super dusty.
It was muddy now.
It's muddy right now. But every other day of the year, it's super dusty.
And is that, like, have they come out and fix that after the rain?
No, they haven't
been maintained at all.
Henry Road's still got mud and washouts on the site that they...
Okay, because we can also, you know, if I feel like sometimes, because I've done it before too, is just not worry about, like, oh, like, we'll just drive on it. It's fine. Like, we're so used to driving on it. But, like, we can call county and say, hey, look, like, this road is, I mean, it's causing problems. And so, and then every time it rains, they'll come out, send somebody out, either blade it or whatever. I've seen it happen. So
you guys get bladed down there? This way, county, you guys? Yeah.
Is it a county easement, county road? Is it, but is it a county approved road or just an easement?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can you give me an idea of the address on Larry Street or on Isola, or just the intersection of?
It's east of 1480, Isola.
East of 1480, thank you.
How can you figure out if it's a county road or just a county?
We would have to ask Public Works on that part. If it's an easement already, like the road I live on is an easement, I think for a section line, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But it's not county standard at all, and I don't want it to be because I don't want a lot of people driving on it in front of my house.
The problem is that everyone drives on this road with their side by sides, anyways.
Yeah, but mine's rough enough at this point. After this last flood, that most people are. But yeah, I know what you're saying, because I do get a little bit of that, but not as much.
Because it's the main access, essentially, to all the recreational area.
Okay. But is it brought up to, that's what I'm saying. But is it, if the road's not brought up to 2020,
Oh, yeah.
Like so we have to ask those.
We'll put it on the list, and then they'll respond to it.
Yeah. They'll say, oh, we can't do it, or we can do it. But we can put it on the list.
Well, I'll see if I can,
none of us
I'll see if I can get answers to each of those.
Yeah.
So that at the next meeting I can tell you, we've asked, and this is why we can or why we can't.
Yeah.
Because and then we can decide if you want it on the list, because the next time is when you will make the list that you put in.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's... Only Public Works can tell us that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I need to put in a request then. And no offense to my lovely neighbors.
Say your name?
Oh, Sherry Lyman. You want all my addresses again?
Oh, I got them, Sherry.
Okay.
I memorized them now.
Me too. Anyway, no offense to Public Works. No offense to the county. But I don't trust the way they design and pave roads. I just don't trust it. And I don't want them to do a road for Larry that creates more flooding for Sherry.
And her neighbor.
And her neighbor, Lynn. So, yeah, we need to make sure that they actually get out of their cubicle, come out here and look at it before they do a design. And they maybe even should talk to some of the neighbors, like Gary Watkins, Leslie and Kevin May, Sherry Lyman. Okay? I'm not being mean or rude.
No, you're not.
I have...
Thank you.
I have generations of experience with county roads.
Maybe Henry Road would fix the pipe. That water that comes down to your place and through.
Yeah.
It's the run over Henry.
When they had to redo Henry Road, they redid it. And the way they redid it wasn't as helpful as it could have been. And I just want that on record.
So maybe we should add onto Public Works drainage. Because there's a lot of issues.
Is that a Public
Works thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I don't know about you, but I was going down into the Indian Reservation, and I don't know if you've been down there lately, down the road. Yeah, Zillow's driven it. But they have, and I know it's not feasible on all roads, but they have those big ditches on the side. I think it's called Rip Crap on the side. Okay. Down the sides, and it veers the water off the road. And that road has not flooded since they did that, and it's been great. But there's a lot of roads.
I don't want their little Gabion projects pushing it back into my yard.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
No, but I think that there would be a good, if they did come out and have a discussion, if they did come out after it rained,
it would be nice to see some
figure it out.
If they want to dictate, they should come out.
Yeah.
Is it possible to find out?
Infrastructure on Isola, it's not feasible. You're going to be taking, how many feet of private property?
Yeah, because we've already
that. What you're talking about, I'll be able to step out of my house and into this.
So how do we solve the problem in your eyes?
Want to make sure when they engineer the road for Larry Street that they take into account the topography, the geography, the geology. I want them to actually use their intelligence, not artificial. I want their natural intelligence being used.
Is it possible to find out if, drainage is part of Public Works or if it's regional flood control?
Well, it's going to be the same thing we had with Billsville.
Yeah.
We got private property on all sides. They can't do anything with private property. So you have private property coming on to the public.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of...
So now it turns into...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have regional flood control come out sometime and do a presentation on what... Is the plans for out here?
No, I know they came out to the Moalapa Valley for that side. So I don't know. And as a matter of fact, I have calls into them right now because of the mess on that side right now.
Uh-huh.
And I will mention to them.
Yeah, say that the Moalapa Town Board is requesting.
Would like the same presentation for your area that Moalapa Valley got.
Well, been out to our meetings after we have been flooded a number of times, and their recommendation is don't build where it floods. There's no fixing it.
Don't build where it floods.
It's the same, I guess, the same basic problem they have in Vegas, because everywhere is washes. Mm-hmm. Vegas is a wash, and they manage to detention basins.
You've got the largest wash in southern Nevada running right through its Meadow Valley.
Right,
wash.
But I'm just saying
you've
that
got the Muddy River, you've got the California Wash, and it all drains into one place. The stop sign down there at Glendale.
Right, I get that. But I'm saying that financially it might not be feasible, but there are ways to fix that. They've done a detention basin, a small one, above the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could do something up here. It might not stop all the big floods, but it might, we don't have, but it might help. There's other things they can do, I guess,
is what
I'm saying.
And we get to continue privately to keep doing what we're doing to protect our property.
But, I get what you're saying. They don't want to spend the money out here, but they could do stuff.
Bill?
They might not be able to put the big detention basins that they put in Vegas.
Well, that's what it would take, or larger.
But they can do. But what I'm saying is, they could do small ones. It wouldn't take the big floods. But the smaller ones, like, you know, even this week's flooding and stuff like that. But unless we insist on them coming out and talking to us, they're just going to ignore us.
I'm just telling you what, you know, they've told us.
Yeah, I know that, because
you know that there's no fixing this out here. It's just too big, and it's just, you know, you're talking 4,000 square miles.
I get that.
4,000 square miles is the size of New Jersey that sits above us.
I know that. I'm well aware of the flooding.
That's just
I'm just saying there are stuff they can do to help.
It's just one watershed. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill. Say your name.
Bill Johnson. 1347.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a quick question. It's
1347 what? 1347 what?
Sim. 1340 Sim.
That's right.
Oh, 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just kind of hypothetical.
Sims.
Commissioner Kilpatrick is from the county. That's our commissioner, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also the CEO of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Is there any way she's in a unique position to see both sides of what needs to be done here? Is there any way we can bring her into more into what's needed out here? Or is that something for Mr. Covington?
We can request that she talk to Southern Nevada Water Authority and do something.
Oh,
but,
I'm not going to, you know, I'm asking you guys. I'm not going to do anything.
Well, like I said, to me, the easiest would be if Southern Nevada Water Authority, for your area and my area, you know, and everybody lives right there.
Well,
water runs down through.
I'm going to put in a request.
We can find out where they're at on it,
Nevada,
at least, on the
like
SIM thing, right?
Totally flattened out. Like 80 acres?
That's private property.
Yeah, that's
I know, but what's going on there? Are they doing it?
I don't know. They haven't come before us.
Building homes.
What? I would bet, but I don't know because they haven't come before us with any find out plan or anything.
Yeah, I'm just
you
looking
know.
For the gossip.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I just know that it is a big developer that owns that.
It's a big, it's almost like it got done overnight. It was just, you know, it was amazing.
If the board would like, I'll put in a request to get somebody out here from Public Works, Regional Flood Control, and SNWA to answer some of these questions because we're not able to answer them.
I think that's a good idea.
Sounds good.
The worst that they can do is say no, and that's where we are now. So can't hurt to ask.
Well, thank you for that. That
well, at least try.
Feel better.
Come on.
Yeah. Stella Johnson, 1340 also. I would like to see a pave going from Kelly Wade's house to up around in that area because a lot of our buses cannot get around there and not allowed to get around there because they're not paved. But it would just help us a lot.
Like from
we don't have to keep backing up.
Are you saying from like that stop sign where everybody backs up and gets into the mud on the one side and then has to take the paper back out?
Yep.
What?
So
what?
The lower, it would be Turvey Way.
Turvey Way, yeah. Turvey Street. And then going
both
up,
east
going
and west.
Up at Paiute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there
Paiute.
Where you turn in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Turvey and Paiute in
students.
Lytle Ranch.
We have students all around there that need picking up around there. I even today I backed up where at the bottom of Turvey and going back to where the Tino's live,
mm-hmm.
and that was all washed away, and I barely got through. And so
you don't want to get a school bus stuck.
I don't want to get stuck if I can help it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if I was going to ask these guys here if. They were talking about the streets and stuff and the lights and everything. I thought maybe if we can put reflectors down there because it's pitch black in the wintertime.
Reflectors?
We need something. We probably can't put lights down there. I don't know, but even reflectors so that we could kind of see the road and stuff. I've almost banged into it.
Yeah, because all of them are
road
gone.
Reflectors.
We don't have the
side
like on the road or on this side?
Well,
what
on the
sides
of the
road
so that we could get some kind of you know, our lights can only go so far, and if we can see reflectors, we know how far down to go. We can even see the students there that are waiting.
Is that the only area that needs the side road reflectors? Or is there another area?
Maybe all the way down into Lona Ranch as well, or like starting from the top of Lona Ranch down into it, so that we, because it's windy and.
So part of that is the like all the way down to, I believe, Perkins, or just past Perkins,
yeah,
is all Indian Reservation. So the top half of that is Indian Reservation, not owned by county.
Okay.
So it would just be the lower half past Perkins by, like,
okay,
White Horse House,
mm-hmm,
and down.
Yeah, somewhere anyway, so because it's just totally pitch black down there. So
yeah.
I'm just talking on behalf of the bus drivers.
No, that's great.
We're down there so early in the morning, and
yeah,
we've got a lot of students there, and we don't want to hit anybody if we can help it.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you. That's my input.
So Turby and Paiute paved down Lytle Ranch and side road reflectors. Okay.
Okay, any other comments? Okay. I will try and incorporate all of those things into the list, including the Public Works ones, and I will put in a request to see if we can work out to have somebody from Public Works, Regional Flood Control, SNWA, to try and work together to see what we can do to help out here and have them come out. Talk to each other and then come out.
Yeah. I think SNWA would have to be somebody higher up, right, Robert?
Sure.
Yeah, we bring out either our public information or
yeah,
possibly director.
Because, I mean, if you just say so, SNWA, they might say, well, Robert comes to your meetings.
Yeah.
Hey,
you're good. But Robert can't make a decision like that. Or
no.
He'll just commit their resources for him. That'll keep his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably bring out some of the market.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't want to just say SNWA and they say, oh, Robert's here. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
You guys can definitely request that from me, and I can reach out and get those resources out here.
Oh, we'd appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and again, we're item 8, comments by the general public. Before we do that, I would like to, I've sent out notices to what addresses I have to notify people that we are going to push our planning. This is a letter I received from the applicant from Moapa West. We are planning to push our planning commission meeting for Moapa West from September 16th to October 7th. Just wanted to make sure that the residents were aware. I don't want them all going to the meeting and being upset that it won't be heard until later. So I've sent it out to people. I'm telling the people here if everybody can share it as much as possible so that.
So it would be October 7th.
It's going to be October 7th.
To Planning Commission, and then the following week to the commissioners?
I have nothing that says anything to the commissioners.
Oh.
The only thing that was mentioned was changing the Planning Commission from the 16th to October 7th.
Did they say why they rescheduled?
They did not. I have no idea what the reasoning is. Hopefully to get something taken care of. Are there any other public comments?
I have a question. People have been asking me why we only have four.
Can, wait,
members.
Can you say your name?
Sherry Lyman, 1380, 1390, 1440, 1480, Isola. Okay, I've been asked by several people why we only have four town board members.
Because nobody's put in their applications. We tried desperately to get people.
Well, I had
to
put one in a while, long ago.
Yeah, but you have to come in every year.
Every year. Okay. And when it went up, nobody put in applications except for.
They ran it three times and nobody.
And I posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Not
everybody.
I know, but we're
yeah,
just saying that we really tried. I think it was in the local paper.
It was in the
yeah,
local
it
paper.
It was in the local paper.
And it was.
All of us read that.
No,
and it
but
was.
But if nobody looked. That's not
okay. So when's
yeah,
the next round where you can
you
apply?
Need,
I was I call I called the other day because I've also gotten the question, and I was told that currently they are not, but they will go to administrative services and see if it's going to be the next election or what the situation
so
is going to be.
So we could be with only four for another
but
year.
Can she
yeah,
not? Can they not appoint? somebody?
She does appoint anyway. You guys are all appointed over here, aren't you?
Only because there's not enough people.
That run, right.
That run. But can she appoint, like, now we're at the first of the year?
Somebody to break the tie.
They have to get the applications to do that, and I don't know if they can put out the applications. I will bring it up because it was brought up at the meeting again.
Yeah.
Repetition.
Because there might be some young people that want to be on the board because they'd be great.
I would love to have a few, new people.
Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with us old people?
The old people.
Well, we need to fill the fifth space.
You're doing fine.
Let's fill
Michael.
The fifth space.
That's offensive considering yourself old.
Yeah.
So,
I'm still in denial a little bit.
Yeah, really, aren't we all? Okay.
So back to the Moapa West.
Yes.
In the paperwork we received at the last meeting, said they were going to the county commission on the 22nd, October 22nd.
To the county commission on October 22nd? Okay.
But this is a reschedule of the 16th.
To my knowledge,
right?
That doesn't mean that will change them.
Okay.
Because that still gives them two more weeks after the planning commission.
I just, because somebody said, good. Absolutely. Because I pushed, but.
Okay. Are there any other comments?
This is
go ahead.
My name is Mark Jensen. I'm a resident of Logandale, 5409 North Moapa Valley Boulevard, but I own property in the Moapa Township, so I feel like I'm part of your team. And with several large development proposals active lately in our community, I can't help but reflect on the persistent pressures nudging Moapa Valley's traditional rural community to become something bigger, denser, and more commercial than it is now. These pressures aren't unique to Moapa Valley, nor only to the present time. Population growth is challenging and sometimes distressing, but it also imbues energy and vitality to our civilization. An abrupt decline in the human population would likely introduce a painful contraction to the economy that sustains us. A stagnant population can also be a challenge if a way is not available for younger generations to revitalize the community with progress and improvements. Members of the greater Moapa Valley community mostly treasure and wish to maintain its rural character. We look at metropolitan Las Vegas, St. George, and even tiny Mesquite and vow to avoid their fate. That attitude is consistent with the declaration prominently displayed on the banner hanging on the front wall of the Overton Community Center. We are dedicated to maintaining a rural lifestyle and rural quality of life in our valley. Yet there are some who welcome, perhaps even yearn for more development in the greater Moapa Valley, as most of us would want to keep increased traffic, factories, mines, large subdivisions, noise, and urban crime at bay, and continue to enjoy our clear skies, green fields, mountain views, dark nights, open spaces, and silence in abundance. There are those who are willing to sacrifice some of that enjoyment for a bit more profit and prosperity. They argue that such profits and prosperity from at least some development and industry would bring delicious fruits. We should honestly face it. We need a vibrant economy to sustain our basic needs. And who wouldn't like to have more money to spend at another grocery store and at some quality restaurants? Wouldn't it be nice to have in Moapa Valley a large recreation center with both an indoor and outdoor pool? None of these amenities are likely to materialize without an increase in our population and an increase in our prosperity. A short but thoughtful review of the history of civilization reveals that this is true as much for Moapa Valley as it is for everywhere else. But some, maybe most of us, don't need or want more amenities. We prefer simple, quiet, and small. So we're on the horns of a dilemma. Do we compromise? Or do we protest and fight? Do we engage in calmly discussing the pros and cons of each developer's proposal? Or do we shout them down? Is there a better way? A way that will allow enough development without fundamentally changing the nature of our community. So I question, will our elected officials bravely encourage and accommodate discussion? Or will they seek to minimize and circumvent community concerns and aspirations? Do we even have the collective wisdom, time, and energy to choose the best path, a path that preserves the community we love and allow for the economic vitality to sustain it? I think we should try to find a way that meets both objectives.
Thank you. Any more comments? Okay, our next meeting will be here September 30th. And do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Callie, you weren't here yet for the minutes and the...
I didn't make it until the presentation.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had it right.
Judy, I'd like to get that presentation of the traffic people we're talking about. I'm going to take those surveys, too.
Oh, they'll...